Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Very good evening to you and thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View and we are together until 10 today. And as you know, on a Wednesday, Ntabise Ntubazana is going to be here to take all your legal questions. She's our resident legal expert and she's very, very happy to take all your questions around legal matters. 086-00-00959. That's where you can call in. And you can give Tando maybe a call now, in fact, before 9 o'clock, and give her your story, and then we can line you up after 9 o'clock. You can also do that on WhatsApp as well, on 063-688-0959. The city of Johannesburg tabled its budget today, fully funded. MMC of Finance made that point very, very clear, but there are those who are not happy with the budget. In fact, Action SA is saying, well, they're rejecting the budget. We'll also speak to the DA, also trying to get hold of other political parties to give us their reaction. She, however, was not able to join us this evening. So we'll play a clip of how she tabled that 89 billion budget in the city of Johannesburg. But something that I think lots of you are going to be... I think there's a silver lining to the story, right? This is obviously 21 day where there will be water. I wouldn't call it cuts, but we'll be having less water because we need to do this maintenance. On the line with us is Rand Water spokesperson, Mike Inosumaro. And it's not a bad story entirely because at least Rand Water is telling us about it. Mike Inosumaro, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Mello, and good evening to your listeners.
I was talking to my colleague earlier on, Gugu, and she was so frustrated. And I said, but at least you're letting us know, and it is for maintenance, is it not?
Absolutely. Please tell Gugu not to stress about it. You know what? I always like an analogy. When you take your car for a service,
yes,
the night before you get frustrated, but a day or two, 2 days later, you know that your car is up and running, you're able to drive from here to Mpumalanga without any issues. It's precisely what you're doing, but on a bigger scale.
So maybe allay the fears of those who've just come out of the emergency repairs that you've just done. You know, how does that affect those who were affected by the emergency repairs?
Okay. Those are two different issues that we're relating to.
Yes.
Remember that the first one, it was unplanned.
Yes.
It happened, we did not see it coming. We know that it was around the Crown Mines.
Mm.
We know that there are challenges around there, the illegal mining. Things are happening around illegal mining where we have sourced in the police to come in.
Yeah.
But with this one that we are having, it's a planned maintenance for the month of May up until the month of July. Those are two different things.
And I see you've blocked out 21 days. That doesn't necessarily mean that a particular area will be out for 21 days. You'll be rolling it out, will you not be?
Definitely. I think people should actually... Maybe let's allay the fears of people that are saying, ooh, does it mean I will not have water throughout the process or the procedure?
Mm.
It means we are going to be moving location by location across various municipalities.
Yeah.
So if you are supposed to be having maintenance for 3 days, you will have maintenance for 3 days, then we are done with your area. You will move to another area.
Mm.
But what I want to start with me, PMLO, it's the 107 hours that we are going to have.
Yes.
And we need to be upfront. There will be no pumping at Mapleton Station for 107 hours, which is about four days and a half hours. So that means we are tying in a pipeline. That is a B16 from one pipeline into the Sacred Bosch.
Okay.
I need to explain exactly what we're doing so that our listeners can have an idea of what we are doing.
Mm.
So we have a pipeline.
Yes.
I always give my measurement. I'm 1.6 in terms of my height.
That's yes.
Really short.
Yes.
I'm sure you're also probably my height.
Oh, no, I think I'm shorter.
Somebody who's 1.7, 1.8, they can send up straight in our pipelines.
Mm.
And actually lift their hand and still not reach the height of the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still stand in that pipeline and with their arms obviously stretched out both sides, they will not be able to touch both sides of the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you how big the pipeline is.
Mm-hmm.
So before we do any work, we need to take out any water that will be in the pipeline.
Okay.
Hence, we're starting at 3 a.m. Okay. for a reason. So all the water, whatever water that we have in that B16 pipeline needs to be out. So the pipeline needs to be dry. Then we need to see exactly what is happening. Are there any leaks?
Got you.
Do we need to change the pipeline completely? Let's take the worst scenario. We're taking out the pipeline completely.
Mm.
That means it's amount of work that needs to go in. We take out the pipeline, we put in a new pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
We test if it's not leaking or not.
Mm.
If it's leaking, we weld where it needs to be welded. If it's not leaking, we start by putting water, we're testing if there are no leakages. If there's nothing leaking, then we start putting water. But if you know how the water system works, if the reservoir and the pipeline, if they are both dry, it means there are going to be air bubbles.
Yes.
We don't need air bubbles in the system. We need to start afresh to ensure that we remove all the air bubbles up until we are comfortable. Then we start filling the water with the pipeline with water. It takes time. Remember, we supply water from the valve up until Rustenburg.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you an indication in terms of kilometers. That's the first point.
All right. And I think it gives people a really great sense of why then the amount of time is required to do this. When you said 3 a.m., this is the 30th of June.
We're starting on the 29th.
On the 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. Brace yourself.
Yes.
All right, folks, you've heard it. That's tomorrow, not the 30th. This is going to happen tomorrow.
Yes.
Which areas are you starting with?
We're starting with Ekurhuleni.
Okay.
That's where we're starting. It's going to be 107 hours without pumping at Mapleton. The reason we were not pumping, as I was indicating, we need to ensure that there is no water in the pipeline.
Yes, I got it.
So that we remove the pipeline completely. So we will not be pumping for those hours that we are mentioning. If we finish early, all in well, but if we finish slightly later, we will be communicating.
All right. Will you or will the city be providing provisional water?
All right. The city will be providing provisional water. We have communicated with them. We have given them ample time. We've given them 21 days so that they can arrange in terms of ensuring that there are contingency measures to ensure that there is storage capacity so that they're able to supply residents with water in case they don't have water during the maintenance period.
Mike, you know, you are doing this maintenance and you are largely responsible for switching on and switching off. If we hear you say everything is now back to normal and for whatever reason my own region has not received water yet, do we get in touch with our local municipality?
I thought you could ask me this question every day. But it's important to ask Rainwater,
yes,
to ask and your municipality.
Okay.
But from Rainwater's point of view, we want to be upfront and say we have high lying areas,
yes,
and we also have low lying areas.
Mm.
So the low lying areas will get water first before we move to the high-lying areas. Just to give you an example, if you have a hose pipe that is moving from one house to the other, and then it moves up to the other area. Logically, it will start where the low-lying area is, then it will move to the high-lying areas. So the low-lying areas will get water first, then it will move to the high-lying areas. But if we panic as households and we start stockpiling water, as soon as water comes back, we take water into the buckets, into our hoses, anywhere where we want to store water, it means it's going to take longer for the high-lying areas to get water.
All right. So, you know, the idea is for all of us to be considerate during this period, and you'll keep us updated.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate your time. Red Water spokesperson, Makinosi Maruo.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.